And suppose you want somebody to keep calm, they're upset about something and they couldn't sleep at night, you'd say, well, don't do what about it so much?
Don't fret about it.
And another word for that is don't fret about it, or don't... it begins with a W, what I'm thinking of, W-O-R-R-Y.
Don't worry about it.
When you say, when talking about rheumatics, you'd say what kind of a, and what kind of an ailment it is, and you wanted to convey the idea that it's a painful ailment, you'd say, rheumatics what? How would you make it, just a statement about rheumatics? You say rheumatics is painful?
I don't know.
Rheumatics are painful. Which is most natural to you?
Rheumatics are painful, I think.
So what do they call this disease? You remember when little children used to die of it very often. They don't so much now because they have shots for it. It's not smallpox, but another disease begins with a D.
Diphtheria, you mean?
Yeah. That's the one. This disease that you get where you turn yellow, what do you call that?
Yellow jaundice.
Ever hear anybody call that yellow janders?
Yeah.
Yellow jaundice?
Yeah.
What do they say around here?
Janders, I think.
You get a sharp pain in your right side, you say what? You might have to go have an operation.
Appendicitis?
Yeah. When a person's stomach is in very bad shape, he can't hold his food down, you say he does what? Person can't hold any food in his stomach. He
sticks to his stomach.
He's what?
Sick to his stomach.
And if he's sick to his stomach, he might have to what?
Vomit, you mean?
Any crude terms or joking expressions for that? You know.
Throw up. Or...
Well. If somebody's son just was discharged from the army or just came home from the war. And this person was over here and he was telling you about it, and somebody later on, your wife might say, well, why did he come over? And you might say, he came over, why? The reason he came over.
To tell us about it, or?
When a young man would keep company with a girl, see her very frequently, he'd say, he's what?
A boy.
Well, what do you call that situation? He's doing what?
Courting her, you mean?
No. Any other expressions for that? No.
Going with her?
Suppose they stop, and it seems that the woman was the one that stopped it. You say it's her fault. What do you say she did to this
she
man?
Broke off with him?
Or anything else?
Told him over, or something like that?
Give him the flip, or give him the mitten, something.
Mm-hmm.
What, can you remember any of those expressions like
mm-hmm.
that?
Just throw him over is all I remember right now.
Mm-hmm. What's that, throw him over?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this noisy serenade that you have after a wedding?
Chivalry.
And the man stands to the right of the bridegroom, it might be his father or brother or close friend that he has to come to the wedding. What do you call him?
Best man.
And what do you call the girls that attend the bridesmaid?
Maid of honor and matron's honor.
Or attend the bride, I mean.
And bridal attendant.
Well, any other word for it?
Bridesmaid.
After the ceremony, you say the two people are what?